Good morning. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, for you and who's for iniquities, chastise for my peace by your stripes. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Come into this house. How y'all doing? Welcome into good morning, y'all. Hey, Quita. Hey, Shamanica. Hey, Masa. Hey, Nia. Hey, Jericho. Thank you. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, y'all. Do me a favor. Start sharing. Hey, Kiana Nicole. Hey, Edie. Hey, Nia. Hey, Auntie. Hey, Jamaica. Hey, George King. Hey, Sonia. Good morning. Y'all do me a favor. Start sharing. Come on, share. Share, share, share. Go on and put it on your timeline. And thank y'all for those of y'all who've been sharing. My God. You don't, y'all just don't know the story of people who have been connecting through a share. So I appreciate y'all so much. The Lord appreciates you. Let's go ahead and share. Y'all get in here. Come on. Good morning, Margie. Good morning, Sandra. Cindy Knowles. Good morning to you too. Oh my God. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oof. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my coffee's so good. And my eyebrows are right today. It's going to be a good day. Come on. Oh, my gosh. Y'all got to learn how to have some fun. My coffee is good and my eyebrows are right. It's going to be a good day. Come on. Can you type that in the comments, please? It's going to be a good day. Not that my eyebrows are right. Don't type that. But do type that it's going to be a good day. Good morning, Rosalind Carter. Good morning, cuz. Good morning, Sonya Washington. Good morning, Margie. How y'all doing this morning? It's going to be a good day. Come on. It's going to be a good... And I'm a little southern and a little south. So for my northern and my eastern friends, y'all like Ghana. Yeah, it's going to be a good day. You ain't got to be grammatically correct here. What's up, New York? Woo, woo, woo. North Carolina, South Carolina. We got representation from all over the nation, baby. California is in the house. Like we get we have representation. We have a community that is nationwide. What's up, Masa? What's up, Tim Tim? It's gonna be a good day. Come on, it's gonna be a good day. What's up, Hunter? And thank you for what you did last week. I appreciate you, man of God. Good morning to Shannon. Good morning, Jerrica. Good morning, Lynette. How y'all doing, Patricia? Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's up, Insta? What's up, Facebook? Do me a favor. Go ahead and share. Yep, it's gonna be a good day. It's gonna be a good. It's gonna, my kids used to sing a song. It's gonna be a good morning. A good morning. They used to sing that in church. It's gonna be a good morning. Come on, y'all. It's gonna be a good morning. It's gonna be a very good day. You are setting the tone for your day by the words that you speak out your mouth. Like, I am a firm believer that, y'all, they had it so cold up here. I am a firm believer that whatever you speak out your mouth is producing life or death. I'm not mistaken by that. Whatever you say out your mouth is creating the map for how your day is supposed to go. And I know some of you are like, well, what about when I say good and bad happens? The test sometimes is that you still need to say good. Ooh, come on. Hey, Kirby, the test sometimes is that you still need to say good. like the maturity in Christ Jesus is, I am not messed up. Ooh, come on. I'm not messed up by my circumstances. I'm not messed up what I'm seeing. I'm going to say what the word of God says about me. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day, Tanya. It's going to be a good day, Kelly. It doesn't matter the opposition I face at work. It doesn't matter who I already got on my nerves. It don't matter what I woke up to. It's still going to be a good day. I had this dream. I've had dreams the last two nights, and I've studied dreams enough to know you got to know if it's a dream from God. You got to know if it's a dream that's coming from you, and you got to know it's a dream that's coming from the enemy. And the last two days, the dreams I've had, I woke up and the Lord was like, you know, that ain't me. And I was like, thank you. Because in my immaturity, like, I would have let those dreams take over my life. And I'd have said, oh my gosh, I'd have been fearful. I'd have been worried. I'd have been anxious, right? But when you are in a position or a place and you know the Lord, you can ask your Father, Lord, what does this dream mean? What is this dream about? What is this going on? Am I supposed to take some of this in? Is this supposed to be a part of my story or my life? And I was like, no. And the Lord was like, that mess ain't for me. And I was like, good, thank you. I don't need it to be. But just in case the enemy tries to use it against me, let me go on and plead the blood of Jesus over my mind, plead the blood of Jesus over my day, plead the blood of Jesus over Jamie, Jaleel, Jermaine, Josiah, Judah, Lyric, Logan, Shiloh, Zayden, and Casey. Let me plead the blood of Jesus over my neighborhood. Let me plead the blood of Jesus over Little Rock. Let me plead the blood of Jesus over the state of Arkansas. Let me plead the blood of Jesus over this nation. Let me plead the blood of Jesus over our government and our officials. Let me plead the blood of Jesus over Magnolia. Let me plead the blood of Jesus over San Antonio. Let me plead the blood of Jesus over Love Lady. Let me plead the blood of Jesus over Urban and Fort Worth area. Let me just go on and put the standard and make the standard the blood. Let me plead the blood of Jesus over in Sherwood. Let me plead the blood of Jesus in Flint. Let me plead the blood of Jesus over Harlem. Let me plead the blood of Jesus over in North Carolina. Let me plead the blood of Jesus over in Maryland. Let me plead the blood of Jesus in Van Nuys, California. Let me just go on, just in case the enemy tries to play a little game. Let me go on and set the record straight that there is nothing more powerful than the blood of Jesus. Let me go on and plead the blood of Jesus over my conversations, over my text messages. Come on, y'all. Let me go on and plead the blood of Jesus over the emails I receive. Let me put the blood of Jesus over my mailbox in case some bills show up that I ain't supposed to have. Let me plead the blood of Jesus over my P.O. box. Let me go on and set the standard and let the standard be in the blood, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No demon, no devil in hell shall touch any of mine. There ain't going to be no miscarriages and no barrenness in the land. My children going to come full circle and fulfill their promise. That's how I talk to my day. My finances will not be in lack. There ain't going to be no gaps. There ain't going to be no little, because of what God has called me to do. It requires much. Come on now. Go on and talk to your day. So whatever is supposed to be coming to me today, that's good. Woo! Let it go on and come in and flood in and be in my day. Doesn't matter what I felt like this morning, I'm going to say what I want to see, Lord God. So I thank you, Holy Spirit, for being advocate. Go on and knock on the door, speak in the ear, send a message, send a sound, send a word to whoever I'm supposed to connect to today, to whoever is supposed to be open to my destiny, who's supposed to be connected to my destiny. Go on and talk to my boo. Come on, make him bold, make him brave. Go on and let him go on and speak up about who his wife is. Come on, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thank you for opening doors on the devotional. Thank you for the 1,000 people that will sit on here with us daily. Thank you, Father God, minister, angels. Come on now, go and get my harvest. I got seed in the ground. According to Luke 6:38, if you give, it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, runneth over, shall men and women give into my lap. So my expectation is what I give out needs to come back into my lap. I got seed in love. I got seed in money. Come on now. I got seed and encouragement. Wherever I've sown, I am not going to be tripping, because I know I'm supposed to reap. So my expectation is that I reap. Woo! Come on. You got to get your expectation up. I'll talk to people all the time, and they're like, oh my gosh, I don't know why this happened to me. Well, did you sow? Yes. Well, then you should reap. Well, if you sow, you should reap. If you sow to love, you should be reaping love. If you sow patience, you should be. Did you sow? Did you sow? Yeah. Well, then you should reap. Oh, come on now. So I plead the blood of Jesus over this day. I take authority over this day. I speak, Father God, to the harvesting angels. Go and get our harvest from the north, south, east, west, from unknown and known sources. Some of y'all need a financial blessing. Some of y'all need a financial breakthrough. Some of y'all can't do what you got to do without having money, without having gas in your car, without having your bills paid. Yep, he promised to supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. So I'm going to pray it for you. I'm asking the Lord today to remember you. Woo! You ain't even got to worry him about it, but I get to intercede for you. You don't even have to ask for it today. I get to be the master intercessor today that sits in the courtroom on your behalf. You ain't even got to talk to him about your money. You ain't got to talk to him about your bills. You ain't even got to talk to him about your health. Let me go on your behalf today. Let me tell the Lord, remember Nay. Let me tell the Lord, remember Jessica. Let me tell the Lord, remember Kelly. Let me tell the Lord, remember Courtney. Let me tell the Lord, remember Belisha. Let me tell the Lord, remember Cynthia. Let me say, you ain't even got to do it today. Let me do it on your behalf. Let me make a memorial before God on your behalf, putting your name out there, Shanquita. Remember Shanquita. Remember Shamana. Let me tell the Lord to remember Lavenda. Let me tell the Lord to remember Cheryl and remember Tamara and remember Tiffany and remember Corey and remember Ronnie and remember Antonice and remember Capricia. Come on now. And remember John and remember Jabin and remember Jaleel and remember Josiah and remember Lyric and remember Logan and remember Jermaine. Come on. And remember Judah and remember Jamie and remember Derek and remember Second Chance Church. Let me act as an advocate on your behalf today so that the Lord remembers George. Come on. And remembers Julia. You ain't even got to pray it today. You ain't even got to talk to him about your bills, your words. As a matter of fact, cast all your cares on him because he is concerned for you. So Lord God, remember Roslyn. My God, I thank you. And remember Magnolia. My God, and remember LMJ Ministries and remember Avon and remember Reagan. Come on. You ain't even got to do it. I'm going to do it for you today. And remember Tanya Wilson and remember Joan, Lord God. Let me do it for you today. And remember John. Come on now. In the name of Jesus. And remember C. Marie, Lord God, I need you to remember your people. I am placing them before you today. I need you to remember Kim Yarley, and I need you to remember Nia, and I need you to remember Felicia. I need you to remember your people today. I need you to remember your promises, Lord God. I need you to remember that they remain steadfast. I need you to remember, Lord God, that they have been your servants. They may not have been perfect, Lord God, but they have been faithful. So, Lord God, I need you to remember them today. I need you to remember them today. Do not leave them lacking. Do not leave them without. Do not leave them. Remember Yara and remember Angie and remember Valda and remember DeShannon. I need you to remember them today. Remember their circumstances. Remember their situation. Remember their children. Remember their health, Lord God. For you were already bruised for our iniquities. You was already chastised for our peace. And by your stripes, they are healed. And remember Devin and remember Frida today, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And remember Aomi and remember Tina and remember Brittany today and remember Kelly and remember Lynette today, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. And remember Teresa today, Father God. And remember Sonia and remember Stevie and remember Vincent and remember Kenneth and remember Junior, Lord God. Remember them today. Today, oh Lord, I need you to remember them. I'm building memorial for them. I'm interceding. I'm in the gap, Lord God. I don't want you to forget them today, Lord God. Send a miracle. Send a breeze. Send a breath. Let a fresh wind blow on their lives today. Let a fresh wind blow on their health today. Let a fresh wind blow on their finances today, Lord God. Remember Shania, Lord God, and remember Carti, Lord God, and remember the cancer patients, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you're already doing a work on their behalf. And remember Patricia, Lord God, and remember Pastor Traylor, Lord God, and remember Siobhan, Lord God, and remember India, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, and remember Michelle, Lord God, and remember Michaela, and remember Madeline, Lord God. I just ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and remember Cam, Lord God, and remember Vicky, Lord God, and remember Sandra, Lord God, and remember Ben, Lord God. Come on, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for remembering them. We thank you, Father God, for helping them to overcome. We thank you, Father God, for helping them to remain steadfast. We thank you, Father God, for helping them to remain immovable, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that they are buckled down in your truth. Woo! In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. And if I skipped your name, baby, remember you. I remember I'm asking the Lord today. If I didn't see your name, if you didn't type your name, I'm asking, Lord, if you come up on the devotional later, I'm asking the Lord, everyone that attaches to this devotional. See, when Paul, see, you got to understand the significance of what I did. In Timothy, in the second, I think it's the second chapter of Timothy. Timothy is anxious. Timothy is worried. Timothy is nervous. Paul is about to be beheaded. They've already sentenced Paul to be beheaded. Paul is about to be beheaded, and Timothy has written him a letter. And Paul can feel the anxiousness of Timothy in the letter. Like, he can feel the anxiousness of Timothy in the letter. So he addresses Timothy's anxiety by telling him to be anxious for nothing, everything in prayer and supplication, make your request known. He also addresses his anxiety because there were some people that Timothy committed himself to that no longer was for Timothy. Timothy had served with them and they had turned their back on Timothy. And so Timothy was writing all this letter. And here Paul is in a circumstance and a situation where he's about to be beheaded, right? Where he's about to be beheaded, Cam, where he's about to be beheaded, Courtney. He's in this situation where he's about to be beheaded. And instead of him focusing on being beheaded or instead of him focusing on being in trouble, he begins to build a memorial for God, before God, about Timothy. Here Paul is about to be beheaded. Here Paul is about to be taken out. Here Paul is dealing with his own circumstances and situation. And in there, when he writes out, he begins to pray to the Lord on behalf of Timothy. See, you need some intercessors. We were talking about that last night. We were talking about how gangster God is and how real God is and the importance of an intercessor. When he was sick of Israel, Moses stood in the gap, right? He was sick of Israel. They was doing too much. They had too much going on. And he was like, the Lord is like, oh, okay. They here they are again, doing whatever the heck they want to. I'm going to wipe them out. I'm going to wipe them out and I'm going to start over again because they do too much. He said, I'm going to wipe them out. He said, I'm going to start over again. And Moses said, whoa, wait, hold up, hold up. Hey, remember you said you wouldn't do that. remember you said you wouldn't hold up. These your people. Remember you said, the same thing was going on in Timothy. Come on, Lord. Come on, this ties right into what he gave me today. The same thing was going on in Timothy when Paul started interceding for Timothy before the Lord. He was bringing a memorial. Come on, y'all. 2 Timothy right over there in the first and second chapter. He was bringing a memorial before the Lord, reminding the Lord thy God of Timothy's faithfulness. He was reminding, he was building a memorial. He's like, look, God, here's Timothy, here Tim, here your boy, here your good and faithful servant. He is out here, he is serving, he is taking the blows, and I need you to remember him because he needs you. Come on now. I need you to remember him because he needs you. I need you to remember him. I need you to remember how good Timothy has been. Not perfect. I need you to remember his faithful service. I need you to remember that he's out here. And then I need you to give him some relief. I need you to bless him. I need you to increase him. I need you to send him his people. So Paul acted as an intercessor to build a memorial for God. When someone intercedes for you, see, you got to understand the importance of an intercessor. When someone intercedes for you, what they are doing is building a memorial in heaven before God, which means every way God turns, your name, something about you comes up. It positions God to have to answer. It positions God to have to answer because this name, your name is all up in the mix before God. So here was Paul. Paul wasn't caught up. Paul knew he had served the course. Paul knew he had finished the fight. Paul already knew if the Lord wanted to deliver him and he wouldn't be beheaded, that he could do that. But here was Paul, instead of focusing on what was about to come to him, he was focused on interceding and praying and standing gap. And can I tell you something? That needs to become some of you. Some of y'all been too focused on your presenting situation. And if you would seek ye first the kingdom, and the kingdom assignment is for us to pray and to stand in the gap. If you will find yourself busy in somebody else's business, y'all can't do this morning. If you will find yourself busy in somebody else's business this morning, Julia, then I promise you, oh my God, the fragrance of worship, the power of intercession will not only take care of the person, but here is what I know about God. You can't sow seeds of intercession. Come on, yo. You can't stand in the gap for somebody else and God not take care of you. One of my friends told me something and it shifted my life. She said, ain't no way. Ain't no way all you do for others that God don't take care of you. You're not out here to be a sacrifice. Jesus was already the sacrifice. Ain't no way what you already do for others that God ain't gonna be out here and take care of you. When she told me that, it shifted my perspective, Tanya, about getting in position. It shifted my perspective, even when I'm going through, even when I've had my own go through, it shifted my perspective to stand in the gap. I don't have time to be murmuring. I don't have time to be complaining. I don't have time to be talking about the same struggle, the same circumstance, the same situation. See, the enemy loves for us to be caught up in loops in our mind, because every time we caught up in a loop, there is a gap that is produced. Ooh, come on, y'all. Every time we are caught up in a loop, there is a gap that is produced. Every time we are focused on the problem, there is a gap that is produced. Every time I'm consumed about, I told the boys last night, I said, every time we are consumed, I'm going to give you this. I need to give you a little bit of this because we're still in Joshua. We just skipped over to the second chapter. I told the boys last night, I said, every time you're consumed in who you don't have, you're going to miss out who's for you. I told him, I said, every time you consume in who you don't have, you're going to miss out on who's for you. I told him that. We were talking about Joshua, the second chapter, when the Israelites are getting ready to go into Jericho and they've got to possess the land, and Rahab, and I'm not going to call her by what they love to label her by, because it does not matter that she was a woman of the night. It does not matter she was a harlot. It does not matter that she was a prostitute, because in this particular situation, Rahab is the conduit for what needs to happen in their life. It don't matter what her profession is. All that matters is that Rahab was used by God. Woo! That's all that matters. It don't matter what her profession is. It don't matter where she had been. It don't matter what she had done. It don't matter who she was with 15 minutes. All we know is that Rahab is used by God. And as I was meditating and studying this, saying, Lord, how does this fit in to how we go possess the land? The Lord said to me, he said, there is always an ally for you, Nia. There is always an ally. There is always someone put in position to help you in the transition. Come on, y'all. This is going to take some humility. For this next season, for where you're shifting into, for what God is going to call you to, it's going to require you to be more humble. Ooh, somehow, I got to be more humble. It's going to require you to let your guards down. It's going to require you to get your suspicious attitude. See, at one point, when I was too smart for my own good, I used to call my suspicious attitude discernment. But it was really me being suspicious. It was really me being hurt. It was really me being angry. It was really me being immature. I was more suspicious than I was using discernment. And because I was suspicious, what was happening was I was keeping good people out of my life. So here Rahab is set in the prime position for what they would need, for what would happen next. It don't matter who she was. It don't matter what she looked like. It don't matter what she did. God was going to use her to be an intricate part and detail of this story. So I was talking to the boys last night. I said, listen, I said, part of our problem is we look for help from the wrong people. Part of our, we are waiting on the people that we have poured into to be the people to help us, and they may not even be the people signed and set up to help us. And we will frustrate ourselves in a place because of who we think should support or be involved or do or be connected. And we will spend so much time on those relationships in the shift, on those relationships in the transition, on the people that we thought were supposed to be connected to us, that we will miss the opportunity of people who are really supposed to be. I said, when you show up, I told them the other day, and I told them last night, and they both was looking at me big eye. I said, when you show up, because they both suffer with two different issues. Judah is always worried about who hating on him. Can I just be real for a second? Judah is always worried about who's hating on him. Josiah is afraid to ask for help. Josiah is afraid to open himself up to people. And then Judah is always worried about what's hating on who hating on him. So I told him last night, I said, you'll miss your ally. Can I tell you what an ally is? Come on, y'all. I'm gonna give you this and we're gonna get out of here this morning. Oh my God, you'll miss your ally. Woo, come on, because he sends an ally. He sends someone to be in position. You need to go read the story of Rahab if you've never read it. He sends an ally, right? Somebody to cooperate with you. Woo! Somebody that's going to unite with you and bring a resource or a commodity in or something that can help. Somebody that's going to combine with you. That's what an ally is. Somebody who's going to couple with you. Somebody who's going to merge with you. Somebody who's going to join with you. And I'm going to say this because I say this all the time. I need to help some of y'all out so you can free yourself for people who are not conducive to growth and your next season, longevity. Write it down. Longevity, Carla, don't equal legitimacy. Because they have been with you a long time, do not mean that they are suited for your next season. You need to ask the Lord, reveal to me who is supposed to go. And then if he don't even remove, Lord, go on and remove from me whoever's not supposed to be here. He may not show you. So here's it. I told him, I said, we will get frustrated by the people that we think that are supposed to support us. We will be frustrated by the people that, and if we've typecasted who's supposed to be involved in our next season, and what I mean by typecasted, if the Israelites would have typecasted Rahab as being a prostitute or being a whore or being whatever she is, they would have missed out on her being what she needed to be so that they could be protected and could be saved. Rahab was an unlikely person. So I told the boys, I said, so here's the thing, here's what you need in this next season. I said, Judy, you're gonna have to stop worrying about who hating on you. You're gonna have to stop worrying about who talking on you. You spend too much invested interest in who ain't for you. And what happens when you spend the invested interest on who ain't for you, you miss the opportunity to see the span of people that God has called to you. You don't need but one ally. They didn't need but one Rahab. You don't need but one ally. You will miss the span of who is supposed to be connected to you because you too much spending time on the naysayers, on the negative people, on the people who don't believe in your vision, on the people who don't believe. I said, I need you to get past who ain't for you and look for, grow up, son, mature, and start looking for the people that are for you. Oh, ask the Lord, show me my allies. Ask the Lord, show me my people. Ask the Lord, connect. I said, I've never seen such a strategic work of the enemy. Can I tell y'all something? I don't spend time on who don't like Lakeisha. And when people come to me and say, well, you know, I was trying to share somebody your ministry and they were, I don't even let mess in my spirit, I don't care. I don't care how I feel some kind of way. Is she properly trained? I don't care. I don't have time. Who's not for me? As a matter of fact, I treat hating as if it's advertisement. Every time you hate on me, you ain't doing nothing but promoting the kingdom. You're not against me. You're not doing nothing against me because I'm not getting ready to absorb what you say about me when I know I have a God and a Holy Spirit that will lead me and direct me. And yes, iron sharpens iron. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who don't see the vision. I'm talking about people who always got something to say. I'm talking about people who ain't supporting you. I'm talking about people that don't know the cost of what it costs you to be you. So I told Judah, I said, you better stop focusing on who hating on Judah. It does not matter because they cannot stop your progress. When we went to the first track meet, and Judah was on the track, and Judah is big, but he was out there with bigger kids. All of the eighth and ninth graders were so impressed that he was 13 out there jumping with him. They wasn't out there doing him and saying, oh, you ain't gonna make the jump. You know what they was out there doing? Encouraging him. Lift your back up, tuck your butt in, patting him on his back. It's big for you to show up there. I told him, I said, it don't matter if your team don't see it in you. You will have allies who will see it in you. You will have people to encourage you and to uplift you along the way. The dispensation of Jesus made edification necessary. I need you to hear me on this. If we're going to properly prophesy, then we are to properly prophesy through edification. I said, son, stop focusing on whoever don't like you, who ain't with you, who don't back you, who don't support you, who don't cheer you on. Find your allies. Find the people that you are supposed to be connected to so that they can move for you in this season. And then stop focusing. It don't matter if they're, it's the Lord, the word of God tells you to do good to those that despitefully use you. The word of God tells you to bless those that are against you. You've been spending time on what they said. Can I tell you what happens, Rosalind? Every time you spend time on what they say, that gets down inside of you. Every time you spend time on what they say, that gets down on the inside of you. You begin to muddle and meditate. When you repeat it, you already meditating it. When you repeat it, you already meditating it. When you repeat what someone else has said, you are already meditating on what something negative that do not be inside of you. Can I tell y'all something? When the Lord God called me to women's ministry full time and to be single and to be, just let me say this, to be fly, because I like to be fly, I had to come up against some things. I had to get locked and loaded on the Lord so that the downpour of negativity that was coming towards me wouldn't impact my vision and keep me from moving forward. The assignment of the enemy is always to leave you discouraged, always to put you in a place, in a position so that you won't move forward, always to leave you in a place, in a position so that you are discouraged. People had something to say about everything. It was crazy. As long as my story was my widowhood, was my downtrodden, was my sadness, people was wrapped all around me. As soon as I started talking victory, as soon as I started preaching victory, people started falling off. I had to lock in to the Lord. I had to lock in to Jesus. I had to believe what God said about me. I could not afford to, and still cannot afford any time to spend time on who is not for me. If God be for me, it don't matter who come up against me, because he already told me. Same thing he told the Israelites. He said, wherever your feet's supposed to go, I'm with you. Whatever land I tell you you're supposed to possess, I'm with you. I'm with you. So if God be for me, then who? It don't matter who against me. It don't matter who say something about me. It don't matter who won't support. It don't matter who won't give. It don't matter who won't attach. It don't matter who don't stick and stay. If God is for me, and he is, then my God. It don't, no, nothing else that even tries to come against me will matter. Second part is what I told Josiah. Because he has a habit of not letting people in. He is fearful of letting people. He is fearful of opening his mouth. I said, JoJo, in this season, you can't be afraid to bother nobody. You're going to have to speak up about your needs. See, Josiah got a different problem than Judah. He sits around and says, well, I don't want to be a bother. I don't want to worry you. I don't want to put more on you. And I said, Josiah, can I tell you something? At the place that you don't want to be a bother, at the place that you don't want to put more on me, at the place that you don't want to tap into the people that are supposed to be there for you, you don't understand your righteousness. It is unrighteous when you won't go for help. It is unrighteous when you won't let anybody help you. It is, come on, let me back, let me hit you. Let me give you Galatians 6:2. You don't understand your righteousness if you don't want help. You don't understand your righteousness if you won't let people in. You don't understand your righteousness if you don't speak up in a season. When Josiah broke his leg, I am so private. When he broke his leg, when we went in for the second surgery, when the infection was set in place, when it went from a regular break to something serious, our school came in like a flood to help us with resources. Come on, y'all, with meals. I had to let my pride down and let people in. I had to let my brother, I had to let them in my person. I had to let them be able to come to my house. Can I tell y'all something? I attend a school where the homes don't make sense. And here I am, just being honest, a single mother living in a townhouse. I couldn't worry about what they thought when they came to the door, when they came to my house to bring me food. I couldn't spend time on that because God was trying to use them in my life. We were created to bear each other's burdens. When you don't let other people help you bear your burdens, you don't know who you are in Jesus. You do not understand your righteousness. Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens. And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. We are walking around here talking about how righteous we are, how right standing we are, but you won't ask or you won't let anybody else help or you won't let nobody else in or you've been carrying what you've been carrying for yourself so long because you think you're the only person going through it and nobody else is going through it. And you're the only person that went through divorce and you're the only person that got left. And you're the only person that got abused. And you're the only person. And then shame shackles you. The point of shame shackling you is so that you will not move forward. Shame is like a shackle locked in on your feet. Well, I'm telling you, don't tell. You need a force. You need a force for what you're going through in this season. You need a force. You need a reckoning force for what you're supposed to come into in this season. Come on. 1 Peter 5:9. Come on. Says, resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kind of suffering is being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. You're not the only person. You're not the only person that been through what you've been through. You're not the only person. I'm not the only widow in the world. In the last year, I probably have seen 5 friends of mine lose their spouses. I text each and every one of them, hey, I'm here. You need somebody. I've been through this 9 years in the game. You need somebody. I'm here for you. You got to allow yourself. I told Josiah, he said, I got to open my mouth in this season to get help. I said, bud, you got to open your mouth in this season to get help. Josiah about to walk into a territory I can't take for him. He got to take for himself. I told him the other day, I said, hey, this is the school that the Lord called you to. I said, I'm not writing no more tuition checks. I said, this is between you and the Lord. I'll get in faith with you. I'll feed you and I'll clothe you. But as far as tuition, May is the last month that I write a tuition check for you because he go to a private school. This next round is on you and God. This next round. So you're going to have to open your mouth as the proverbial saying goes, or closed mouths won't get fed. You're going to have to open your mouth to get your money. You're going to have to open your mouth to get to the people you need to connect to. You're going to have to come out of Josiah's comfort with being uncomfortable and step into the Josiah that's about to go possess the land, because mommy can't possess the land for you. Mommy can't take this territory for you. You're going to have to take this territory for yourself. I will be praying with you. I will be standing with you. I will back you any way I can. But this is your possession. This is your territory. This is your crossover. It is not for me to take. You got to take your territory. You got to go talk to the people. You got to fill out the college applications. You got to have the hard conversations. Because somewhere there's an ally for you. Let me give you this and then we go on. It's 2 Corinthians 1, 4 and 14 in the Message Bible. It said, he comes alongside us when we go through hard times. And before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times so that we can be there for that person just as God was there for us. There's an ally for you. There's an ally for you. There's an ally for you. There's an ally. There's an Nia, that's you my ally. Yara, you his ally. Come on. That's an ally for you. Josiah got an interview today at 1:30. I can't do the interview for him. It's for his full ride. He has to open up his mouth and loose his tongue so he can go get his full ride. The presentation, the proper presentation has been made. Yeah, come on, y'all. There's an ally. There's an ally for you. There's someone standing, someone with, someone preparing, someone for. Can I tell you what an ally is supposed to do? Let me give you this. So some of y'all can get in position to be allies, right? Allies pray for you. Allies make sure you're good. Allies give you practical, help you with practical experience. Allies may help you with financial assistance, and allies give you a listening ear. That's what an ally does. That's what an ally is. Lord, show me how to be a better ally. Show me how to be a better ally. Show me how to be a better ally. And I told him, I said, so let me tell you something. Even if the full ride don't come this way, and you know this is where you're supposed to be, you better go get let's go to work. Let's go get the resources. You might have to get a job. I know it sounds strange, but what we won't do, he said, but I know I'm not supposed to take out no loans. I said, you absolutely. In this house, we live debt free. We don't take out loans. He said, I know I'm not supposed to take out loans. I said, however God bring you your resources for your tuition to be paid, it's how he bring your resources for your tuition to be paid. You better go to work. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you so much more. He brought us a word today. Ask the Lord God for your allies. Ask the Lord God for the people that you're supposed to connect to. Ask the Lord God to move on your behalf. You've already done. Lord, let me see. And then, Lord, help me with the burden of the things that I've been carrying. Some of y'all been worried too much about your haters. Lord, forgive me and help me to release these haters because this is too much, took up too much of my time so that I can see the people that are for me. And Lord God, forgive me for not opening my mouth and asking for help or receiving help and understanding that it's unrighteous for me not to expect help. Help is a part of the process. So what the scripture says, if I knew my righteousness, I would know there's always someone to help me bear what I can't carry myself. I told JoJo, I said, sometimes what's too heavy, you can't carry. But if you open your mouth, even in prayer, and the right person comes in, then what mommy is supposed to do is help you pick that up and take it to Jesus. I ain't carrying it either. I'm just finna help you pick it up and take it to Jesus. I ain't called to carry my kids' burdens. I tell them that all the time. I'm not Jesus. I ain't called to fix every circumstance and situation in their life. I am not Jesus. But what I am called to do is to help pick your burden up with you when it's too heavy for you to carry and point you right back to Jesus and put you in the space of what you need right back to Jesus. Because then if I carry it, it'll wear me out as well. Woo, come on. What a word. Thank you, Lord. If this is a good word, share it. If this is a good word, give. If this is a good word, pray for me. Like, just come on, y'all. We got to celebrate what the Lord is doing today. Two things. If the Lord places it on your heart to give, go over to the website, lmjministries.org, and you can give there. Become one of our partners. Partner with us to continue to get the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world, to help us with Feed the Streets, to help us provide for single moms. Just Just go over there. Don't, Lord, you know what? I need to become a liberal giver and help this ministry to continue to go where it needs to go. Go over to lmjministries.org. Ask him, what do you want me to give today? And then release what he told you. Because I promise you, it's coming back to you in some shape, form, or fashion. I need to do something too. Don't get off yet. Some shape, form, or fashion. Oh, Lord, I thank you for that. So, Lord, bless the giving of your people today in Jesus' name. Now, hold on, y'all, because I got something I need to speak over you. If you are never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but you hear and you feel in something, you're like, wait a minute, I want whatever that is in me, in her, to be in me. How are you showing up like this with all the trials? It's Jesus. I can't do this on my own. It's Jesus. It's just Jesus. So if that's you, you want what I got inside of me, Jesus, it's Jesus. You need Jesus. You don't need more Lakeisha. You don't need to be like Lakeisha. You need Jesus. And it starts with a confession of faith. Dear Jesus, I'm asking you to come into my life to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If that's you, send us an email at info@justbeinglmj.com. And what we're going to do, we're going to send you some resources and some materials. Now, I just want to speak a blessing over you. This is what I was praying before I got up here. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Some of y'all are in need of a miracle. Lord God, I just declare a miracle over your people today. You know what the miracle is. You know what the need is. You know what needs to happen today. So Lord God, I thank you for the miracle, 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 miracle that is happening on today. Oh, my shaked eyeshadow. In Jesus' name, amen. A miracle. I'm believing God that you get your miracle today. And I'm not living in nothing else. I've been praying for y'all all morning. Lord, do miracles. I was fasting for the last 3 days for God to do something so big for you on today. So Lord God, I thank you for miracles that are coming their way. In Jesus' name, amen. I love y'all. See y'all in the morning. 6 a.m. Invite someone in. Let the blessing of the Lord be rich in your life. Let the Lord turn his face toward you. And thank you, Lord. Blessings come without sorrow. In Jesus' name, amen. See y'all in the morning. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.